Hello and welcome to episode number 71 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. I hope we are well. It's the 9th of October today. I'm recording this a wee day early because tomorrow I am doing my second in-person seminar, but my first in-person seminar with my best friend. It's called Elevate and Empower. I mean, we kind of randomly decided to do it about 6 weeks ago. So maybe 7 weeks ago. Yeah, it's coming to fruition and we're really, really excited about what's to come and the full day. So we're all prepped and ready to rock. I will be talking things, identity, generational conditioning. Lauren will then take people through goal setting and how to goal set and strategize it. And vision boarding, she'll be doing that as well. That'd be amazing. I'm going to then talk through kind of limiting beliefs and how we can start to use our subconscious mind to create a different state. And then Lauren will be doing, I might have got this round the wrong way because she has been the organized set things up thing. She will be doing, I think that's when she's doing the vision boards actually, and like making a plan. So making a plan of action, a tangible plan of action, so that the people who are at our seminar tomorrow actually have action steps to nail their goal, whatever their goal is. And we're going to be looking at like short-term goals. So we're going to be looking at like before Christmas kind of goals, rather than making it overarching, especially because it's just a one-off seminar at the moment. Now, this is going to be like a mixture of people. Some of them are business owners. Some of them are that they're more coming for kind of the life aspect, because all of these strategies and all of these thought processes and all of these tools actually work regardless of whether you are doing the life stuff, like the personal development stuff, or whether you're doing some sort of goal setting for your business or for your kind of a career. And that's kind of why we came together. So Lauren very much went kind of one way with regards to development. She very much threw herself into business development. Our businesses are absolutely thriving. And I threw myself into all the personal development stuff, which is why we've kind of came together. But it's so beautiful. She's now doing much more personal development stuff, which is lovely. And we're kind of guiding each other as well through all of this stuff. So it just made it was quite natural for us to come together and kind of marry the two worlds, even though the underlying current of it is all the same. So yeah, it's beautiful. I'm really, really looking forward to it. That is not what I'm here to talk about today, but what I am going to talk about is these kind of opportunities. This week I've also launched my Empower Her course, and this is something I sat on for, well, by the way, October now. I think I recorded some of the content I used for it in April. So when I'd done a business branding boot camp back in April, I had all the kind of creative juices were flowing. The video is ridiculously cheesy, but it's totally me. And I've sat on it for all that time. So that's been like 6 months of just sitting on it and not actually doing anything with it. And I just kind of had the word with myself and was like, what are you waiting for? Let's just take action, take messy action. Nothing has to be, it doesn't, everything doesn't have to be perfect. So even still, like even years after doing so much personal development, so much growth, so much learning, you can still find yourself telling yourself wee stories. You can still find yourself not taking action on things that you know feel right to you and feel true to you. It's like an ever-going journey. It's an ever-going lesson, ever-going learning. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and they've just kind of started like into the gym and they're looking at life. And she's like, I realized actually it's not a thing you just do for a wee bit of time. It's like it's got to be your life. And I was like, 100%. That is a thing that people don't get. It's like they want to transform something, be that their body, be that their mind, be that their job, career. But they think it's just for a period of time, and it's not that. Like you actually have to shift your identity. And how do you do that? You do that by going to things like this, enrolling in things, like learning from other people who have been there before you, getting yourself into rooms that are like around like-minded people who are also after the same things. There's so much to be said for being in those environments and with those people and surrounded with that energy, because it really, really does rub off. It really, really makes people feel a certain way, that they feel maybe uplifted, inspired, like empowered, whatever the words are. It's so important to put yourself in these positions, because you could stay pretending or shying away from, or just not, oops, not going all in on something that you have a passion for, and like deep down at your core, it's like crying out to you. I always say to people, you need to listen to your gut, listen to your intuition. And it's something that for a long period of time, I didn't listen to. Like, I knew in certain relationships I was in, like, there was just something that was just lingering. It was like this, that, like, I know it's not right, but there was such a lack of self-belief there. There was such a lack of self-love. There was such a lack of worthiness. There was a lack of, or even there was like a fear of being alone, like that need for love, all these things. I was in such a kind of vulnerable position, but they all like learned me so many lessons. Like, I've got so much growth and so much lessons. I never regret anything that's happened, because I totally believe that things happen for a reason, and they give you the lessons and the growth and the experiences in order to shape you into who you become. But what I will say is, if something is like inside of you, like burn, like a burning desire, or like a total passion, or like something that's just niggling away at you, that's like that is pulling you and drawing you to a certain thing, go for it. Like, absolutely go for it. Go all in. Do the events. Go meet the people. Do all the things that could be in line with that, or could draw that out of you, or could just give you that ammunition you need to just step in. So really, today's podcast was really going to be a shameless plug about my Empower Her course. I am absolutely buzzing to get started with females who are sick of being silenced, or sick of being quiet, or sick of being like putting up with things, or stagnant, or just like in a place that they just know doesn't align with them. It's not who they are, it's not what they want. And get them to a place like they deserve, and that they want, and that they truly are fulfilled and content within their lives. And somebody asked me throughout the week on one of my social media channels, like, why is it just for women? And this is why it's just for women at the moment. And when I do my seminars and stuff, like, there's going to be a guy there tomorrow. Like, it's the actual work is no different, although a lot of the reasonings can be different, but the actual work that you do is no different. But my passion, my draw is to women, because I was once such a disempowered female. I want to help people like me, like the former version of me, to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, to see that there is another life, to see that they have the all the worth and all the love and all the strength that they need is actually within them, even though they don't think it's there, even though they believe that this is it, or they maybe believe that they're in a position that they deserve to be in. Like, there's more. There's always, always more. And if I can help females feel that and like find that personal power and really tap into like that fire, like, I'm done my job properly. And so it's because I was once that disempowered female that I am so passionate about helping those disempowered females and transform them, or allow them to transform themselves, because it's not me that does the work. I'll be their biggest cheerleader. I will support them. I will guide them. I'll also hold them accountable and not put up with excuses and bullshit. But I didn't have somebody when I was at my lowest point. I didn't know there was light at the end of the, I didn't know there was other people like me. And I think that's so important. It's so important to be heard. It's so important to recognize that actually there are other people who are going through similar, or some even worse things. And there are people who have done that and have came out the other side and have found enlightenment and found strength and found wisdom and found their worth. Like, that's so important for you to feel worthy, and for you to feel passion, and for you to feel love, but not external, like internal contentment and love and passion and purpose. And I truly believe that the things that happened to me have brought me to this place of purpose. So it's like, I remember when I done my NLP course, and Brian, the instructor, was like, can't remember what he said, something about what would your, I think I was doing like a timeline piece, which is like a going back to your inner child. And I said, oh, turn your pain into power. And he's like, that's not it. And it's not it, because it's a total Tony Robbins quote. But turn your pain into purpose. Make it count. Make it count. Make your life from now on better. The life that you deserve. Because you do absolutely deserve it. Everybody deserves happiness. Everybody deserves that feeling of being totally content. Everybody deserves it. So if this has called you, if you're getting some sort of burning desire to change, to move forward, to drive into the direction that you want to go in, then I do have my course coming up, Empower Her. I have this day tomorrow, which is amazing, but it'll be too late by then. And I do have a self-love workshop in November as well that I'm going to be doing. And watch this space for little retreats. They're coming. I truly believe this path has been mapped out for me for a reason. And former Donna would have sat for longer, would have not took action, would have thought all these crazy limiting belief stories that I would have told myself back then, like, why would people listen to me? Like, what if I fail? What if da-da-da? All these what ifs. Do you know what? If you don't try, you will never ever know. And there's got to be a lot said for that regret. See, when the time comes that you actually can't change it and you actually don't have the time anymore, literally, nobody wants to be that guy who's living with regrets. Guy or gal, I just say guy for a living. Anyway, I hope this helps you well. Have a magical Thursday, or whatever day you listen to this. Have a magical day. And I will speak to you again next week. I will be telling you all about my little trip to Belfast. Me and the kids are going to Belfast from Friday to Monday. I'm doing an abseil down a building. Why not? On my birthday. What else would you do on your birthday? So, actually, if you would like to sponsor that, it's for Women's Aid, a charity, or what's the word? A movement very close to my heart. They will be on all my social media channels. So please, 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 if you can and you're able to, please do donate for Women's Aid. That would be amazing. Anyway, have an incredible day, incredible week, and I will see you again next week. Bye bye.